Hi, I'm Joanne Folletta, and this is Classical IPR, a service of Interlaken Center for the Arts.
Hi, my name is Aurora. I'm 9 years old, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you, Aurora, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day two of Civil Rights Week in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. We'll ask our Quizlet question on Friday. We're learning about the music that featured heavily in the Civil Rights Movement this week. Many of the songs that you're going to hear, like yesterday's We Shall Overcome, were sung at protests for equal rights, like the 1963 March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom. That protest drew around 250,000 people to the Lincoln Memorial. Singers like Mahalia Jackson and Marian Anderson performed, and it was the place where Dr. King gave his famous I Have a Dream speech.
So even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal.
There were many protests during the Civil Rights Movement. Music was a big part of it. Many people sang while they marched. Some songs were written specifically for the protests, but some songs came from other sources, like church hymns or gospel songs, and sung at protests because their lyrics had special meaning to the movement. Yesterday's song, We Shall Overcome, began as a gospel tune called I Shall Overcome before it was adapted to sing as a protest song. Today, another song that started as a simple church tune that went on to have big meaning for the movement. That song is This Little Light of Mine, and today we'll hear it performed by civil rights activist Fannie Lou Hamer. Fannie Lou Hamer was born in Montgomery County, Mississippi in 1917. When she was 2 years old, her family moved to the W.D. Marlowe Plantation to become sharecroppers. She went to school on the plantation and worked there for most of her life until 1962. What happened in 1962? In 1962, Fannie Lou Hamer was fired from her job and got kicked off the plantation for trying to register to vote. This was one of the big problems that the civil rights movement was trying to address. All citizens had the right to vote since 1870, but local agencies came up with all kinds of unfair ways to keep Black people and Native Americans from voting. Weird requirements like passing hard tests or handing in certain tax receipts, things that are absolutely not necessary for voting according to our Constitution. Fannie Lou Hamer became an activist for voting rights. Remember, for even trying to register to vote, she was constantly threatened with violence. She and other activists were arrested the next year just for sitting in the whites-only bus station restaurant on their way to a pro-citizenship conference. That didn't stop Fannie Lou Hamer, though. She went right back to activism. Here's This Little Light of Mine, performed by Fannie Lou Hamer.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Oh, everywhere I go, Lord, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, everywhere.
That was the incredible civil rights activist Fannie Lou Hamer performing This Little Light of Mine. That was from the album Fannie Lou Hamer, Songs My Mother Taught Me, and the album includes recordings of her in a church singing and giving talks about her life and about civil rights. You should definitely check it out. By the way, kids commuters, because Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday is a holiday, there's a good chance you were not in school and have not heard yesterday's episode when we introduced you to Dr. King and his work. Don't worry, you can hear any episode you might have missed at our website, kidscommute.org. I encourage you to listen to that one and learn about Dr. King. Well, that's all for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. We'll see you tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.